We'll start tonight to talk about the concept of Roy and Muksa and talk about different Shitas HaRishonim with respect to what Dinim are things Roy and what Dinim are the Muksa. So let's start off with the Mishnah in Bechoros, Daf Nun Aleph from the base that Ephraim quoted last week. The Mishnah lists off various examples of people who do not get Roy. So the Mishnah says, "Habachur noto pishnayim b'nikseyah, v'eino noto pishnayim b'nikseyim, v'eino noto b'shvach." So Bachur doesn't get shvach, v'lo b'roy. So one example of people who don't get roy, and also shvach, is a Bachur. V'lo b'roy kibumus. V'lo ha'isha b'ksuvasa. The woman doesn't collect with respect to her ksuva. Now what does that mean? V'lo ha'isha b'ksuvasa. It's going to be a machlokas rishonim. Is this only going on the shvach? But a woman does collect roy for the ksuva. Or does it mean not only does a woman not collect the shvach for the ksuva, but she also does not collect roy? That's a machlokas rishonim. I learned that line in the Mishnah. And then the Mishnah continues, V'lo abanas v'minshon ha'sen, V'lo yabam. And the yabam also doesn't get roy. V'kula me'inotlim b'shvach, Now the Mishnah does not, it's not an exhaustive list. There are items left out of this Mishnah. For example, we're going to talk about the case of Bal Chov, the Rishonim discuss. Does a Bal Chov get Roy and a Muksak? And also, what about a husband who inherits his wife? If his wife dies, does he get Roy Muksak? The Gemara in Bal Basra already said, there are certain examples of Roy of Yerusha the husband doesn't get. Alright, so with this in mind, let's talk about the various, I'm going to line up different Shitas HaRishonim regarding these questions. Okay, so before, everybody agrees, that's a Gemara that we already read in Bava Basra, before Sheyimatzalo, Prat Roy, we all agree, he doesn't get Roy within the Shita of the Chachamim if we don't go like Rebbe. And what about the case of Bal Chov? So there's a fundamental machlokas we show me between Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah in the Gemara Baba Basra on our sugya that we're learning Kuf Chav Hei, whether Bal Chov collects Beroy. We all agree that Bechor does not. Question is, what about Bal Chov? Okay, when it comes to collecting a loan. So does a Bal Chov collect what we call Roy? Now, what does that mean? In other words, let's say you have a case, you're going to have two examples that we're going to talk about, something dealing with loans. So you have either the case of two loans taking place, A loans to B and B loans to C. Okay? And let's say, so now when A, who is the first Bal Chov, can he collect from C, who is the last loan? So the Gemara has a din that's called Shibud Rav Nasan. But if you don't hold of Shibud Rav Nasan, can A go to C? Okay? So if you say that Bal Chov cannot collect for Roy, Kibbe Muksa, so then you're going to have a problem because this is going to be called Roy. So if you have Shibud Rais, or if you have a concept of Shibud Rav Nasan, you don't have that problem. But if you don't have the principle of Shibud Rav Nasan, then you're going to have a problem. This is going to be Roy. Okay? Shibud Rav Nasan says that you can go directly from A to C because we basically view B as out of the picture. And we say that there's a direct relationship from A to C. No, Shibud Rav Nasan is based on the pasuk in the Torah. Veheshiva Asham Asher Asham Lo. The Gemara Darshins in Parshas Naso that there it's talking about Hashem Zelos, that even if you, let's say you steal from a person, you have to return the Hashem to him. But let's say he owes money to somebody else, so you really return the money all the way to the first party. That's called Shibud Rav Nasan. So it's a Gzeresika. But if not for Shibud Rav Nasan, we would call it Rav. Another example is the case of the Gemara Bal Basra. So this Gemara I'm going to read inside because Ramban says that Bal Chov cannot collect from Roy like Bechor. Ramban equates Bechor to Bal Chov. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says that Bal Chov could collect from Roy. Okay? And they both use the same Gemara in Bava Basra to bring their point. So if you open up to Kuf Nun Tes, Amud Aleph, let's just read a little bit from the Gemara, and we'll see a riot in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we'll read from the top, just a couple of lines. The Gemara says, Itmar, ben shemachar benikse avit. Let's say the son who sells the right to inherit from his father. So we'll call the son Reuven. Reuven is the son of Yaakov, and Reuven has a son Hanok. So there are three generations. Yaakov, Reuven, Hanok. The middle guy, Reuven, sells his rights to inherit to other people. Umeis, and then Reuven dies. And then after Reuven dies, Yaakov dies. And now, who inherits Yaakov? Who's going to inherit Yaakov? Yeah, but Reuven is dead. Hano, okay? Umeis, so now when Reuven dies, Beno, Hanok, the son of Reuven, Moti Miyada Lukukos, he's the one who collects the Yerusha and Lukukos God. And the Gemara says, Vezuhi Shekasha B'dinei Mamonos, and this is one of those paradoxes of Dinei Mamonos. And the Gemara says, Velemru Le'avuch Mazvin Vat Mafik, because they say, your father sold to us the right to collect, and you take it back from us? So these are the difficulties of Dinei Mamonos. So the Gemara says, Umay Kusha, what's the problem? Duma Mati Amar, the Hanok could say, Mikoach Abua Daba Kasina. I have a direct link from Yaakov to me, and therefore you, Lukukos, don't get anything. So this is the question. Are we going to understand? The Gemara presents two ways to view how Hanok inherits from Yaakov. Is it direct? And Reuven is out of the picture. And Mimela, the Lukukos of Reuven are out of the picture. Or it's indirect. That's what we call Mishmosh. You go from Yaakov to Reuven and from Reuven to Hanok. And Mimela, before Hanok gets it, his Lukukos, the buyers, the Balchov, should get it. And that's where it's kosher. So these are the two approaches how it works. Okay? So let's go with Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah says the only way we can view it that it's going to go to avoid the difficulty, the only solution to this problem is if you have a direct route from Hanok to Yaakov. Right? But if you go with the indirect route, the Mishmush approach, then the Balkov should really get it. Right? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, but wait a minute, this is Roy. How can the Balkov get it? It's Roy. So you see from this Gemara, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that even though something is Roy, it's not a problem. Balkov can collect Roy. Okay? So it's a Raya from this Gemara that Roy is not a problem. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. The Ramban, he disagrees. And he says, Balchov cannot correct Roy. The question is, what do you do with this Gemara? It's a Beferish Gemara. So the Ramban says, and this is how Rav Ochanan explains the Ramban. Rav Ochanan in the Kovet Shurim, I'm telling you based on Rav Ochanan. Rav Ochanan says, no, you misunderstand. What the Ramban will say is, the indirect route, that's not Roy, that's Muksa. So when you have the case where Hanok, you know, goes from Yaakov to Reuven to Hanok, that's Muksa. And therefore, the fact that the Balkov can collect, because Balkov is really Muksa. Why? Because Reuven inherits from his father Yaakov. So the minute he inherits, that's Mamish Muksa. The Balkov gets it right away. So before he has a chance to give it to his son Hanok, it's already Muksa in the hand of the Balkov. So that's not Roy, that's Muksa. However, says the Ramban, Fakir, if you go the direct route from Hanok to Yaakov, that's Roy. And then Taka Balkov doesn't get. I mean, because Roy Balkov doesn't get. But when you go the indirect route, that's Muksa. So the reason that Chanuk, that Baal Chov will get it, because that's Muksa. Okay? So the question is, how, what do you call Roy and what do you call Muksa? So the Rabbeinu Yonah calls the indirect route, he calls that Roy, and the direct route is nothing. It's not, the Baal Chov is completely out of the picture when you go directly from Chanuk to Yaakov. It's not Roy, it's not Muksa, it's zero. While the Ramban says the indirect route is Muksa, while the direct route is Roy. Okay? Question is, what's that Machlokas? So I believe the Machlokas is, how do you understand, what is our fundamental understanding of the concept of Roy, and what is the concept of Muksa? And that's the fundamental Machlokas between the Rabbeinu Yonah on the one hand, and the Ramban on the other. So Rabbeinu Yonah understands the concept of Roy means what you have in theory through the principle of the legal principles of Shibudim. That's Roy. But for technical reasons, you didn't get it. That's what Rav Ochanan explains. Rabbeinu Yonah approaches the pashtus. Roy means there is a legal mechanism for the Baal Chov to get, like the indirect route. The Baal Chov should really get it, because before Chanuk gets it, first Reuven gets it. But technically speaking, before he has a chance to keep it, Chanuk gets it after it. So practically it's not there, but in principle it is. That's the theory of Rabbeinu Yonah. But when you go the direct route, there's no theory at all, because the Reuven is out of the picture. You have a direct link from Chanuk to Yaakov. Reuven is out. So in that case, the Baal Chov is not only practically doesn't get it, even in theory he doesn't get it, because there's no mechanism, because he's out of the picture. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. The Ramban, and I believe this is the pshat in the Ramban goes with the, what I call ontological approach. It means, Roy means what should have been developed to a Muksa, but it doesn't actually develop. In ideal world, Roy should get it. Ideally speaking, Reuven should get it. Had Reuven not died, he would have been Yoresh. But that didn't, and that would have, you know, that should have been, that should have developed. And then the Baal Chov would get that. If Reuven didn't die, then the Baal Chov would get it. But guess what happened? We live in the real world, not in an ideal world. Reuven died first. So therefore, in the real world, Reuven never got it. And it's only an ideal situation, which never had a chance to develop into a Muksa. So Baal Chov doesn't get it. So the Ramban believes the concept of Roy is the concept of something which should develop into a Muksa, but didn't have a chance to. And that's why Baal Chov doesn't get it. While Rabbeinu Yonah says it's not just something that could develop potentially, there has to be a legal mechanism for the Roy to get it. It just for practical reasons doesn't stay that way, and practically it changes. So is it a legal world with a technicality, or is it just an ideal world that never got into reality? Those are the two fundamental approaches in Machlokes. Now the Ramban also quotes the Yerushalmi. By the way, the Rosh and Bokoros also is like the Ramban. Both the Rosh and the Ramban quote a Yerushalmi that the Baal Chov doesn't get Roy. I'll read the words of Yerushalmi that the Ramban quotes here. The Ramban is on the Adav, Kufchav Hamud Aleph, in Kufchav Hamud Beis in Balabasra. Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi. I'll read the words of Yerushalmi. Ramban says, the Ashkechan Nami be Yerushalmi, be Masechas Gittin Perikan Izakin. So the Yerushalmi in the fifth parak of Gittin, you know, talks about, do you pay Metav or Venonis or Ziburis? So Metav is considered to be the best deal, right? Metav Yishalem, you pay Edis, what the Gemara calls Edis. So the Yerushalmi says, Metav Sadehu u'Metav Karmo. Sadehu, when it, the Torah says Metav Sadehu, Prat L'Metalto, Karmo, Prat L'Roy Kibamukta. So it's a Beferish Yerushalmi, that a Baal Chov, somebody who had to collect money, like a Nizah, a victim who is collecting dues because he was injured, so you cannot let him collect with a Roy. Yerushalmi says it be famous. Okay, so the Ramban says, what do you want? I have a Perush Yerushal. Okay. So now, this is the fundamental machlokis Rishonim Ligabe, the din of Roy. And now I like to read to you the Gemara, how Rabbeinu Yonah understands the Gemara in our Sugya Kuf Kav Hei. So let's learn. Turn to Kuf Kav Hei. So we'll start Kuf Kav Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara has different opinions. What is considered to be Mukzak and what is Roy? We're agreeing you cannot have by Bechor. Roy is no good. Mukzak is good. What is considered Roy and what is considered Mukzak? If you return with money, says the Gemara, you have a loan. Can the Bechor collect a loan if it's in the form of Maus? Can he collect a loan in the form of Karka? Now we hold neither. You cannot do it in the form of a Karka, you cannot do it in Maus. But there are opinions in the Gemara, Rabba and Rav Nachman. Rabba says, it's on Kuf Kav Dalet Amud Beis, on the bottom. The Amar Rabba, Gabu Karka Yeshlo, Bechor has the right to collect Gishnaim in the form of a loan if it's Karka. Gabe Maus Einlo. Rav Nachman Amar, Gabe Maus Yeshlo, Gabe Karka Einlo. So Gemara has a machlokes, in what form can you return the loan? In Karka form or Maus? So the Gemara says, Amale Abaye. Abaye objects. Le Rabba. Le Didach Kasha, Le Rav Nachman Kasha. Le Didach Kasha, Maishna Maus Delo. What's the reason you don't want Maus to be good? The Lav Hani Maus Shava Kavun. Because this is not the same money. It's a different coin. Karkanami Lav Hai Karka Shava Kavun. Well, the Karka is also, that's not the Karka. It's a different Karka. So therefore, it shouldn't be able to use that either. For old, says the Gemara, Mistaber Taimet Dibnei Mar Rava. The Kadim Safta Vizavna Zvini Zvini. We have a Gemara that the Gemara is going to quote a case of Sapta, where what happened is the man says, my property should belong to my grandmother, but once she dies, it goes to my daughter. So the Gemara says, will the daughter or her husband receive it or not? So the Gemara says, maybe not, because if the Sapta would sell the property, the daughter will never get it. So that's called Roy. If something is not guaranteed, then the recipient doesn't get it. So therefore, he says, even if it's a question of Karka, who's to guarantee this Karka is not the same Karka? You could sell this Karka, and then you won't collect. So therefore, that's called Roy, and therefore you shouldn't be able, before should not collect by Karka. Okay. Says the Gemara further, the Rav Nachman Kasha, even for Rav Nachman it's a problem. Maishna Karka Delo, Rav Nachman says you cannot repay with Karka, Delo of High Karka Shava Kavuan. That's not the same Karka. Maus Nami Lav Hani Maus Shagun. V'od, and now here's the key point that I want to zero in. V'od Ha'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. We have a Gemara in Pesachim. Yisomim Shagavu Karka. If Yisomim, remember the ABC case. A loans to B, B loans to C, and B dies. So his kids, his Yisomim, if they collect from C, then A can collect from them. Right? Now I told you that's based on Shibud Rav Nasa. The Gemara Pesachim has two approaches. Either it's based upon Shibud Rav Nasa, okay? Or the Gemara says Abaye holds Lemafrei or Gova. We have a Machlokes Abaye and Rava, whether Balchov is Mikanu Lahaba Gova or Lemafrei or Gova. Meaning, when, let's say, the Balchov loans money, and during the time before he had a chance to collect the karka as a payment of his loan, he was machdish the field. So is the hekdish good or not? And later on, the lover doesn't have money to pay, and he'll collect the karka. So the karka, the balfour was machdish. Was the hekdish kal or not? So if you say, says the Gemara, like Abaye, balfour lemafrei or gova, even though he collects now, but it's Yigle Moshe Mafreya, that he really considered to be own the karka from the time of the loan. So therefore the hekdesh is good. or if he sells the carpet. But if you say Mikan or Rahabo Gova, so then the Balkov never possessed the karka until he collected it. So the hekdesh that he did before was invalid. So Gemara says, Abaye holds Umafreo Gova, Rabba holds Mikan or Rahabo. So the Gemara says, if you go like Abaye, that Balchov collects Lamafreya, then we understand this B, why this situation of A can collect from the karka that the Yisomim of B collected. Because we have a rule. Yisomim Shekano karka, the Balchov cannot collect. The Balchov only has the, you know, the ABC case. The Balchov only has the right to collect karka which the father had. But if the Yisomim buy new karka, that has nothing to do with the loan, and A cannot collect that. So now, when the Yisomim collect karka from C, is that considered like new karka that they bought, so therefore A cannot collect? Or is that considered like the father had the karka, and A could collect? So from the fact that it says, like we read in our Gemara, Yisomim shegavel karka, bechovos savim, that means Yisomim who are the children of B, who collected from C, Baal Chov goes over Gova Mehem, can collect from them, that must mean that it's considered, it's not new property, but it's considered that this is old property which the father had. So the Gemara says it must be that it's like Abaye who says Lamafreo Gova, like A already had it later from the beginning, even though he collects it now, but it's as if he collected from the very beginning. So when the Yisomim collected the karka, it's considered like the father got it from the beginning, because it works Lamafreo. But if you say it doesn't work Lamafreo, it's like new karka, so why does A get it? It's like new property. So, but if you go Lamafreo, we understand, says the Gemara. Or alternatively, the Gemara says, instead of going with Abaye, we hold of Shibud Rav Nasan, it works based on the principle of Shibud Rav Nasan. Okay. So says the Gemara, if you have this mechanism where it works Lamafreya, like Abaye says, so the Rabbeinu Yonah explains the Gemara like this. Just like you have this Lamafreya mechanism that can create the concept of Shibur, why A can collect, and it's not a problem because A is a Balchov, and it's not a problem Legabe Shibur, and it's not considered new property. So too Legabe Roy, it's also not a problem because it's considered Lemafreya. So the same way it's Roy shouldn't be a problem Legabe this situation, so then in general, why can't the Bukhoi collect Yishnayim in terms of Karka that is collecting from a loan? Because it works Lamafreya. Shibud and Roy go together. If something is a mechanism of Shibud, it shouldn't be subject to the rules of Roy. And therefore, if a father was a Malva and people owed him money, and now there's karka being collected for a payment of his loan, so the Bukhoi should get Pishnayim on that karka. So even if it's Gavu karka, there should be a din of Mukzak and not Roy, based on this Shibud mechanism. So what says the Gemara? Why does Rav Nachman say Gabe Maus Yeshlo, Gabe Karka Inlo? Karka should be like Maus, and we should equate Shibud to Muksa. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah understands the Kasha of the Gemara. So the answer of the Gemara, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is as follows. The Gemara is really saying that Roy and Shibud have nothing to do with each other. Even though we say Shibud works Lamafreya like Abaye says, that's Legabe the din of Shibud, but it in no way has any bearing with respect to the din of Roy. It could be like what we call Tzvei Dinim. On the one hand there is Shibud, and it goes Lamafreya as if B had, the father collected the field all along, and that's why A got it, but it's still considered Roy. So the Havam in the Gemara was to say Roy and Shibud are related, and the Maskana of the Gemara is saying they're not. So Legabe Balchov, even though it's Roy, it's okay, because Rabbeinu Yonah holds we don't care about Roy, Balchov can collect Roy. But Legabe Bechor, where Roy is a problem, and therefore you cannot collect through cars. Okay? So therefore the Gemara is saying Roy is a problem by Bechor, but Roy is not a problem Legabe Balchov. Okay, is that clear? So first of all, there's an obvious problem on Rabbeinu Yonah. There's a Gemara that seems against it. If you learn the Gemara on Kuf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, turn to Kuf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, all the way at the end. The Gemara is discussing the concept of Shibuda Doraisa. So the Gemara says, Rabba Ula holds Shibuda Doraisa, and Rabba holds Shibuda Lav Doraisa. So the Gemara says, right in the middle, first word, Umi Ama Rabba Hachi. Is it so that Rabba holds Shibuda is Lav Doraisa? Is that true? Vama Rabba, he quotes our Gemara, Gabe Karka Yeshlo, Gabe Maus Einlo, that a Bechor can collect Pishnaim if the Lova pays through the form of Karka, but he cannot get Pishnaim if he pays in the form of money. So says the Gemara, the only way that he can collect Pishnaim through Karka is if you hold Shibuda Doraisa. So how can Rabba say that Shibuda is Lav Doraisa, but from the fact that a Bechor can collect Pishnaim on a Halva through the form of Karka, that must mean Shibuda is Doraisa. So Rabba holds Shibuda is Doraisa, and that's a Kasher Gemara. I don't need the answer, I need the Kasher. What you see from this Gemara is that the concept of Shibuda Doraisa is intimately connected to the concept of being Mukzak and not right. So that's like the Havamin of the Gemara, like Rabbeinu Yonah explained. But it'll be the maskan of the Gemara that Rabbeinu Yonah claims that the concept of Roy and the concept of Shibud are not connected. That seems to be against this Gemara, because this Gemara seems to say that they are connected. So Rabbeinu Yonah's reading of our Gemara is going against the Gemara on Kuf Ayin Hei. That's the Kasha Mask. And I think the answer is that in a Konami, it's what we call a necessary condition but not sufficient. If you want to say Mukzak, you need Shibuda Doraisa to collect from Karka. And in addition, you're going to have to say that it's not Roy, it's Mukzak. That's Legabe Bechor. But the converse is not necessarily true. Legabe Balchov, it could be that there's still a Shibuda Doraisa, but you don't need necessarily to have the second requirement of Mukzak. You can forgo the Mukzak requirement and still have Roy. So for Balchov, you can have Shibud without the Mukzak, just Roy. It's for Bechor, if Bechor collects, for him you need two conditions. You need that there should be a Shibud Doraisa, and in addition, you need that it should be Mukzak. But the opposite, what we call the converse, is not necessarily true. The converse could be you have a split, like the case of Balchov, where you have Shibuda Doraisa, but you don't have Mukzak. You could still have Roy. Okay, so that Gemara is not a Kasher Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, so now, coming back to this Gemara, just to summarize, what was the Havamin, what Maskana, just to give the theory how the Rabbeinu Yonah learns. In the Havamin of the Gemara thought that Mukzak is equated to Shibud, and in the Maskana, the Gemara is saying Mukzak is not connected to Shibud. What is that question? Is Mukzak connected to Shibud or it's not? Havamina said yes, Maskana is saying not. What is the theory behind it? And I believe the lamdas behind this Gemara is as follows. That, how do you understand the concept of Roy? Why is it a Bechor cannot collect from Roy? The Torah says, Gzeres HaKasuv, Bechol Asher Yimatzelo. What is the lamdas of this Gzeres HaKasuv? What is the theory behind it? Is it that the koach of Mukzak is what gives the Bechor the right to collect? In which, why is it that the Bechor gets Pishnaim on loans that the father had? Is it that when the father had it, that the father was Mukzak, that's what gives the Bechor the Pishnaim? The Bechor gets Pishnaim on what the father was Mukzak in. And if the father wasn't Mukzak in it, he simply does, because the Gemara says Matana Karya Rahman. What does it mean, Matana? That the concept of Mukzak defines what the Bechor gets. The Pishnaim of the Bechor is defined through the Mukzak. So if something is not Mukzak, then it's not, by definition, not what the Bechor gets. So if you say the Mukzak defines what the Bechor gets, then that has to be intimately connected to Shibud. And if Shibud is the Raisa, then that defines what Mukzak is. The Maskana is saying, no, the concept of Ruah and the concept of Muktzeh is not what defines what the Bechor gets, but it's simply a psul. Really, the Bechor should get even what's Ruah. Even Halva, which the... It's not that the Matana Kari Rachmana is the definition of what the Bechor gets. Bechor is really a din in Yerusha. He gets whatever the father had as a Yerusha. And whatever was owed to the father, the Bechor gets. Except there's a psul. If the father didn't have it, the Torah says there's a block, the Bechor can't get it. Not that that actually defines it. What defines the rights of a Bechor is the Yerusha. The Matana Karachmana is an external block. The Havamina said Matana Karachmana is because the concept of Matana defines what the Bechor gets. It's not a regular Yerusha, it's a Matana. The Maskana is saying, no, really the Bechor gets the same Yerusha like everybody else, except an extra portion. But you have an extra condition that Yerusha has to be Muchzik and not Roy. The Havamina was saying that this Yerusha is not only a din of Yerusha, it's actually the concept of Matana, and it's a completely different kinyan. It's a Hakna, and it's not a Yerusha. Yeah? So the Havamina is saying that it's a Hakna of a Matana, and that's why if it's Roy, there's no Matana, there's no Hakna. Maskana is saying, no, it's a Yerusha. And the concept of Roy is just an external psul. Okay? So if you say it like that, then it's really not connected to the concept of Shita. Okay, there are a couple more Shitas, two more Shitas Arishonim, Ligabe Roy and Muxak, and I'll conclude with this. There is the Shita of Tosvos on Kuf Nun Tes, which I read, that Gemara. Tosvos on Kuf Nun Tes holds that Baal Chov, like Rabbeinu Yonah, could collect Beroi, because as we just said, it's an external psul, but it's really like a regular Yerusha, because according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the whole Lamdus of Bechor is just as much of a Yoresh like every other Yerusha, except there's the extra requirement of Muxak, not Roy. But Baal Chov certainly has nothing to do with that, and the Baal Chov will get Roy. Except, says Tosus, by Ksuvas Isha, the woman cannot collect Roy. Remember, I read you the Mishnah in Bechoros. The Mishnah in Bechoros says, V'kein Ksuvas Isha. So it's two ways. The V'kein is going on the Shvab, or is it even going on the Roy? So Tosus is clearly learning that it's even going on the Roy. And the Gemara says, Mikulei Ksuvas Shanukan, a special Tachana de Rabban and the Chazal did. Question is, what is this Lamdus Machlokis Rishonim? Why is it, if a regular Baal Chov could collect Beroi, why all of a sudden Legabe Ksuvas Isha, that woman cannot collect Roy? How is the woman different than a regular Baal Chov? Why should she be worse than a regular Baal Chov? What is the Lamdus? And I think the Lamdus is a Chakira in Ksuva. Fundamental Chakira, how Ksuva works. You could understand that Ksuva is a regular loan. Just like when you take a loan, you really create a Shibur Aguf immediately, but it's not time to collect until the Zman Halva, the Zman Apiron. Time to collect the loan. Until the Zman Apiron, you have no right to collect. But you owe the money right away. The Lova owes it right away. But the only time you have the right to collect is from the Zman Apiron. So is Ksuva like a regular loan, and the Zman Apiron is the divorce or death? Or perhaps we could say, no, the Lamdus of Ksuva is that it is the divorce that is Mechayev that creates the Chiyuv Ksuva. What we do before is only setting it up. But until the divorce, or until death, there is no Chov. This is only a potential. And the Chov doesn't come into reality until the death or divorce. If you say like that, that will be the Lamdus of Tosos. Really, there is no Chov. So she's not a Baal Chov. So because a woman is not a Baal Chov, she cannot collect from Roy. Because until the time of collection, the Chov never existed. And therefore, that's a problem of Roy. So even though for a regular Baal Chov there's no problem of Roy, because the Chov is really there, just not time to collect, but for a Ksuva, the Chov doesn't exist until the death or divorce. You hear? So that would be the Machlokes between those Rishonim. Now finally, what about their other Rishonim? What about Ksuvas Isha or a Baal inheriting from his wife? So that's the opposite Shita. I just said Shita of Tosus Kuf Nun Tes. There is one Shita of Tosus on our Daf, Kuf Chav Hem with Beis, where Tosus here says the reverse, the opposite. Ksuvas Isha could collect from Roy, Baal Chov cannot. It's the reverse Shita. And that Lambda says that really you view the Isha or the Baal as considered to be an extension of each other. The woman is an extension of the Baal. And therefore, if the Baal collects alone, she is not another party, not another step, but she's just an extension of the husband herself. And just like the husband, it's not considered Roy. For her, it's also not Roy. Or the reverse. When the husband inherits his wife, we view the husband as an extension of the wife, and therefore there's no problem of Roy.